any facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump attended the formal swearing-in ceremony of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The president had nothing but glowing reviews and words for Pompeo.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department to represent the interests of the American people.
And in two developing stories, a C-130 military aircraft crashed near Savannah Hilton Head, South Carolina today. And we're also hearing that a Southwest plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down right about 50 points as we're halfway through the trading day on Wednesday. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A private firm's monthly job report exceeds expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
In advance of the government's jobs report that comes out on Friday, ADP's report shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, 14,000 more than the experts had predicted would be seen in that report. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, but goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 in construction. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen known or suspected terrorists are trying to get into the United States on any given day. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. She joined Fox News to talk about some of the threats we're facing.
Our security is national security. And what we see, the Department of Homeland Security, we see 15 terrorists either planning to travel or actually traveling to the United States each day, known as suspected terrorists. So that means they're coming through our legal land port and air.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Kanye West has been raising some eyebrows from his recent statements regarding President Donald Trump and his support of President Trump. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice joined Fox Business and shared her opinion on what Kanye West has been saying as of late.
People should be able to express their views. Not all of us have to think politically the same way. I've said to people sometimes, you know, I've been black all my life. You don't have to tell me how to be black. And so I think we need to recognize that in some ways the height of prejudice is to look at somebody and think you know what they think because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And so I hope we get to the point that people get to express their views and you can agree with them or disagree with them. But it's that, after all, is what it really means to be American, is to have the ability to say what you think.
Now, West has been receiving a lot of grief for an interview he did earlier this week where he discussed slavery. He took to Twitter and said, quote, "To make myself clear, of course I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will. But my point is for us that we have stayed in a position, even though the numbers were on our side, means we were mentally enslaved." And finally, a third woman has come forward to accuse NBC anchor Tom Brokaw of making unwanted advances toward her early in her journalism career. The married woman said Brokaw attempted to kiss her inside her rented Los Angeles home 50 years ago while he was helping her on a story. Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Huntington County, here is your weather. In case you didn't notice outside, it's a little bit of summer going on out there. It is currently 86 degrees. I am not joking, 86 degrees out there. And we are looking at a high of possibly 87. Light winds tonight. We're going to have some patchy fog, mainly towards the morning. And later on tomorrow morning, slight chance of showers, maybe thunderstorms after 2 o'clock. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 o'clock. Watch your commute. And Friday night, still some more chance of showers. Here we go. Saturday is going to be the nice day. Partly sunny, high near 76. Not too bad. Kind of gets cloudy Saturday night going into Sunday with a chance of showers. And that's your weather forecast. Enjoy the weather today, folks.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump attended the formal swearing-in ceremony of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The president had nothing but glowing reviews and words for Pompeo.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department to represent the interests of the American people.
And in two developing stories, a C-130 military aircraft crashed near Savannah Hilton Head, South Carolina today. And we're also hearing that a Southwest plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down right about 50 points as we're halfway through the trading day on Wednesday. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Good afternoon. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. So, having some technical difficulties today for the Facebook Live part of this, and that's not going to be up and running just yet. I am going to be online at HunterdonChamberRadio.com and going to be presenting the show here. So, first of all, just want to say that we are coming to Clinton, New Jersey. We are in construction right now, under construction at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. That's 1802 Route 31 at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza there. And if you want information, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us online. But most importantly, our phone number is 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. We're running a great special right now, $170 off the enrollment. And it's going to be amazing there. It's this super, super center, state of the art, lots of motivation. We were really glad. We were happy. We were able to get to the Clinton Township Community Day this past weekend. And we had a great time. We saw helicopters landing and taking off. There was a Black Hawk helicopter there. Lots of vendors. Had a lot of people stop down and visit us. And we gave away, we raffled off a gift basket that included a 10-week challenge, and we also had some of our partners. We had mirror gift cards and donations for our basket to Mirror Images Salon from Mirror Images, Demola's Pizza, Well Bread, also at the Gray Rock, the Clinton Bicycle Shop, hey, Gardner and Rachel, Grounded for Life Cafe in Clinton, hello Tara, Elements of Time Massage, Lauren, Just Chill Frozen Desserts, say Alice, Addicted Jeans Store on Main Street also. Hey, Annie. And the Stone Bean at Riverside. Hello, Ray and Nicole. And just a quick mention, a new partner that came on with us the other day is Clinton Bagel Company. They're going to be working with us too. So today we are going to discuss, and I would encourage you that you have a pen and paper handy. And you would might want to take some notes on this, because today we're going to discuss a really important topic. And that is stress. Not just stress, but how stress affects your life and how stress most importantly, affects your body and your health. I mean, let's be honest here. We live in New Jersey, and just driving certain places can put us under a lot of stress. All right. But the human body is designed, believe it or not, we are designed to experience stress, and we are designed to react to it also. It's something that's ingrained with us. It's actually called the flight. Remember the fight or flight syndrome? This is when our ancestors were out in the wild. We were living in the woods, and What I was going to say is that if you're outside in the woods, this is going back, you know, hundreds, thousands of years ago, and a bear is chasing after you or a tiger, you know, this is where you have to either fight this creature or run. So fight or flight. And so your body is just designed really to, what do you call it? To handle this kind of stress. But lucky for us, most of us, not everybody maybe, but most of us, are not being confronted with, lions and tigers or bears. Oh my. So now, our stresses are a little bit different. They're a little bit more modern. So the human body is designed to experience stress and to react to it. Listen, some stress can be positive. It can be. It can be very positive. Like, for instance, you get a job promotion. That's great news. But with that promotion comes a certain amount of stress that goes with it, because you want to make sure. I mean, listen, you get a promotion, you're going to have more responsibilities. People are going to be looking up to you. This is a really good thing, but it's also a certain amount of stress to go with that, because you want to make sure you're performing at your best. The effects of that kind of positive stress on your body, though, reacts just a little bit different from things that I would like to call distressful. All right. Stress becomes negative when a person faces these continuous challenges, these continuous stresses, and there's no relief and no relaxation that comes in between the challenges. So that's one thing there. Listen, I have to go to a quick commercial break. I got a hard break here. We'll be right back. Hang tight with me. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey there, Hunterdon County, Clinton, New Jersey. Shout out to you. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, coming June this year. That's right. After some technical difficulties, we are live on Facebook. Greetings, everybody. Give me a shout out if you're watching. You can comment here. You can ask questions. Phone number, if you have questions about the Max Challenge, you want to get involved, you want to change your life, it's 908-627-7020. We're running a special right now, $170 off this fantastic program. All right, so we are back here talking about stress. I was talking about good stresses and bad stresses, and not having a break in between these things is what really causes the problems to our bodies. And you may have heard of this word before, cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone that is released by your body when you are in a continuous stressful situation. All right. Studies have shown that cortisol is linked. Okay. This hormone is linked to you during times of stress. And guess what it does? Guess what it does? It gets on you where you start to crave fats and sugars, comfort foods, basically. Yep. That's right. And that's really part of the link that there is to stress with poor eating and poor eating habits. The stress hormone cortisol, it can increase even the amount of body fat tissue that your body holds on to. Hey, Ron, I see you going on there. How you doing, sir? Shout out to Ron and Lauren Edelstein, the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. And a quick shout out to Megan. Thanks for hanging out with me and going around Clinton this morning, Megan. So the cortisol, actually, it hangs on to body fat. And check this out. Not only does cortisol hang on to body fat, but can actually increase the size of the fat cells. You talk about a double whammy on this one. Higher levels of cortisol have been linked to belly fat. So we're going to talk today a bit about how to de-stress yourself too, because obviously this type of stress is no good for you. But there's symptoms of stress. There's symptoms of these things. Maybe you have some of these symptoms and you never really linked it to the stress that's going on in your life. You know, for instance, insomnia. A lot of people, lots of people have trouble sleeping because stress gets you into a mode called hyperarousal. And it's really a biological state where people don't feel sleepy. So stress can actually cause you to not feel sleepy. Major stressful events can cause insomnia, but you know what? Sometimes those events pass on and then you relax a little bit more and you're able to fall asleep. But long-term stress, chronic exposure to stress can cause chronic insomnia, disrupt your sleep patterns completely. So remember, I said you might want to have a pen and paper here. All right. So common effects of stress on your body. You ready for this? Headaches. Are you experiencing headaches on a regular basis? Lots of muscle tension. Some people get chest pains, the fatigue, upset stomach. We mentioned the sleep problems already. A change in your sex drive. There's dramatic change in that. Common things actually of stress can affect your moods too. You can feel anxiety, restlessness, a lack of being able to focus on things, easily overwhelmed or being irritable, like really quick to getting angry. You can even experience sadness and depression because of stress. And a lot of this stuff, a lot of stress will affect behaviors. And this is really where I want to start to delve into here, because it's the behavioral side of dealing with stress on a daily basis, stress that is chronic, that's going to affect those behaviors. That's going to be detrimental to your health also. It's not just the biological and physiological side of this. Common effects to your behavior caused by stress: overeating and undereating. Yeah, you can go either way on that. You could be overeating, stress eating, emotional eating, sometimes it's called. You've had a bad day. And listen, I'll speak to it right now. If you could be in the middle of a program, a nutritional program with Max Challenge, you have to be aware. You have to be aware of those bad days where you're doing great all day long. All day long, you've been eating completely on point. And then 5 o'clock comes and you get out of work and you've had a stressful day, and old thought patterns will kick in that you're going to have to guard against. That's going to say, hey, I need some ice cream, or I need to go stop and get some Ben and Jerry's or something. So other effects to your behavior: outbursts of anger, drug or alcohol abuse, because we're trying to calm ourselves down, tobacco use, social withdrawal. Lots of stress can just sap the energy out of you, and you don't even want to get out the door, just let alone, you know, go out there and be a part of society. You're dragging yourself out of bed just to get to work, no less than that. And here's an important one too. An effect of stress here on a behavior is you start to exercise less. You could be in a routine, and I've known people that do this. You could be in a routine, and all of a sudden, stressful things start to happen, and you've been going to the gym on a regular basis, you've been working out on a regular basis, all of a sudden you find yourself, you miss a day, and you're going to rationalize it. You're going to rationalize it, and it's going to make sense to you, and then all of a sudden that one day becomes 2 days, and 3 days, and 4 days, and then it's a month, and you have to be careful of that. All right, 43% of all adults right now are suffering some type of adverse health effect, basically due to stress. And here's, this is a huge one. You ready for this? 75% to 90%. 75% to 90% of all doctor's office visits, are stress-related ailments and complaints. So we are taking ourselves for stress and going to the doctor, and a lot of times we're medicating. It may not be drugs or alcohol. It might be something more societally acceptable because you're getting a prescription for it. But you're medicating yourself. We medicate ourselves basically due to stress. The stress, like I said before, it can play a part in headaches. I know that migraines have a lot of different causes too. I know people with migraines. But the other thing it's going to do, folks, it's going to affect your blood pressure. You can get very high blood pressure. It can cause heart problems. It can mess with the insulin in your bloodstream. All right. And then you're talking about diabetic problems. It can cause rashes and skin conditions like shingles or hives. It can help. I mean, stress can go right into it, cause straight out depression in people, especially if you're under stress for too long. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, you know, OSHA, they declared stress an actual hazard in the workplace. Isn't that something? Because what happens, and if you own a business right now, this is something you might want to pay attention to, because there's these little, I'm going to say, under the surface things that affect people at the workplace, and it costs money in the long run to deal with them. One of the things is grief. Grief can do that too. But today we're talking about stress. Stress in the workplace has been declared by OSHA to be a hazard. You want to guess how much money it costs every year. And this is probably in lack of productivity because people are distracted. They're slower at their jobs. It probably includes accidents, because when you're really stressed, out, and you're not paying attention, if you're working in a place, let's say, God forbid, if you know, you get into a forklift accident of some sort. So the number, the dollar amount most recently placed on by OSHA for stress-related costs is $300 billion annually. That's every year. Stress costs owners of businesses $300 billion annually. And really, and this is another sad case with stress here too, folks, the lifetime prevalence for emotional disorders increases 50% just due to chronic stress. So we've kind of laid out this, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer at all on this, okay? We have to be honest. We have to lay out exactly what's going on here. And we deal with this on a daily basis. I don't think it's possible to live in modern society and be completely stress-free, but there are also plenty of things that you can do that will help combat stress. And this is very important because this is basically the topic of the show today, the effects of stress on your body. Okay? How do you fight stress? The first thing before I even go in on this, okay? Hi, Darren. Thanks for watching. Before I even go into this, I'm going to talk to you about something that's attitude. All right, pay attention to this. It's okay for you to take care of yourself. Okay? A lot of people, whether you're a parent, maybe a single parent, maybe you're a caregiver. You know, I volunteer with 100 in Hospice. And I'll give a shout out to them. They're wonderful people. But there's people that are caregivers that are under so much stress that they forget to take care of themselves. Folks, it's okay for you to put yourself first sometimes, especially when it comes to your health. Just ask yourself this question. If I took better care of myself, ask yourself this question. If I took better care of myself, would I be a better mother, father, spouse, partner, caregiver, whatever your occupation is? Insert that in there too. It's okay for you to start taking care of yourself. There's an old expression that I read a long time ago that said, of all the people in all of the universe that deserve your love the most, you should start with yourself. And it's okay to do that. So how do we begin by taking care of ourselves? Well, the things I'm going to talk to you about today are some of the founding principles of the Max Challenge of Clinton. All right. These are principles that we not only teach, but we live by and we expound. And God knows, and Ron will say this too, we broadcast it from the roof of red meats. Personally, I'm vegetarian, so I don't worry about that part right now. But you want to reconsider some of these things too. You want to have more vegetables, more fish, more whole grains. The Max Challenge of Clinton, one of the main staples that we talk about is brown rice, not processed rice, but the purest type of brown rice that we can find. This is not only going to just help take your weight down, it's going to give you nutrition that's important for your heart. It's important for your brain activity. This type of nutrition helps to keep your blood sugar stabilized all throughout the day. That is one of the biggest causes of cravings too, is you spike your blood sugar throughout the day. You go onto this roller coaster. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know you go through these roller coasters and you'll eat something, like for instance, you're at work and, how about offices where you're trying to eat healthier and there's always unhealthy options there. Sometimes well-meaning people will even try to push you into having that piece of cheesecake or something, okay? When you, Angela, thanks for looking in. Good to see you again. You're having a bad day. You go off the plan. Let's say you cave in and you eat that giant piece of cheesecake, all right? Blood sugar's going to spike, but guess what? After a while, boom! It crashes right afterwards. Then you feel like you want to have something else to eat. Eating whole grains, more vegetables, more lack of processed foods, that helps your blood sugar. See what I'm doing with my hands? Say, stay stable the entire day. You eat a more balanced nutritional plan with more complex carbs, you're going to maintain stability throughout the day. You're not going to go through that carb high and then a drop down. And guess what then? And I'm sure the people around you will appreciate this. Your mood doesn't fluctuate either because that's on there. So, Angela, who's with you, kiddo? I don't know who's with you. So, Max Challenge, our nutritional plan, and we do have one. We have a scientifically based one. There you go. Hey, Ron, again. Okay. It's a scientifically based program. All right. It's the philosophy is kind of simple. It's the right foods with the right portions at the right time, but it's designed and it's manipulated throughout the 10 weeks to optimize the effects on your health and weight loss if that's your goal. Okay. Secondly, you know, I'm looking at the clock. I have so much fun here and talking to you and everything. So remember, if you're watching and you're watching and you're on our Facebook Live, please comment. Ask a question. Give me some shout outs there. Give me some, you know, Angela's always quick on the hearts button. So I see hearts flying all over my phone, which is great. Thanks, Ange. Okay. Second part here. And this is something that Megan and I were talking about. Megan Smith, our lead instructor. She's amazing. She's awesome. She has a great transformation story. We were talking about it this morning when we were out and about. Exercise is the most underutilized stress relief, and food is the most overabused stress relief. Got that? Food overabused, exercise underused. Okay. Exercise and physical activity, guess what they do? And maybe you've heard this word before, this E word. Endorphins. Love endorphins. Who doesn't love endorphins? I love endorphins. You love endorphins. We all love endorphins. Exercise makes your body release endorphins. And endorphins are these chemicals that go into your brain. And guess what? They act as natural painkillers. All right. And they help to improve your ability to sleep because they help to reduce stress in your body. So simply put, exercise equals stress relief. Got that? You can write that down in your notes. I hope you're taking some. So different types of exercises. Different types of exercises, of course. You have aerobic and you have toning using some weights. Max Challenge of Clinton, we utilize all of those. Mondays and Wednesdays, we have cardio days. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do upper body, lower body toning. Friday, one of my favorite days, kickboxing day. Love that. So, but all of these types of exercises do similar things. Whether it's resistance type exercises, whether it's aerobic exercises, all of them, by the way, even the medical community recommends that you do at least 30 minutes of exercise every day. All right. Both types of exercises are going to, and this is important, folks, they're going to help you start to sleep better. Research has shown, especially on the weekends, if you're off on the weekends, especially on the weekends. And in fact, a lot of research has even shown that resistance training in particular, actually helps to affect your muscles in a way that when you go to sleep, they tend to relax just a little bit more. You have a lack of anxiety, a reduced amount of anxiety then too. To be honest with you, and you probably have seen some place on Facebook or Instagram, the little picture or the meme that says, I just had the worst workout ever, says no one. You want to know something? If you're coming to class, that's going to be a workout. Some days are better than others, but at least you're there because consistency is key. If you dress up and you show up, you will win. You will win. It really exercise, in some of the research that I've done on this, it was actually described as a cure-all. There's things that you can do when you're not in class at Max Challenge of Clinton. Look outside. Look at the windows behind me now. The weather's starting to change finally. You can go for a walk. You can go for a jog. Pretty soon you're going to be able to go swimming. All of these activities, they're going to help you feel better. They're going to help you lower your risk for diabetes and make your heart stronger. And it's going to help you fight off stress and depression. Study after study have shown the same things. And I'm going to quote a very prestigious school, medical school, in just a moment. If you don't want to believe, you know, me, you don't have to believe me. You can do your research too. Hopefully I'm helping you out here on this one. But study after study has shown that this amount of physical activity, even if you're outside gardening, okay, those things help. And the reason, big reason is that your heart starts to move. Your heart starts to pump more. And when you get that blood moving, it gets everything in gear. It moves blood, of course. But when that happens, lymph fluid gets moving. That cleanses things out. It affects your kidneys and your liver. It all cleanses things out. And by the way, I should have written this down right here before I forget. Are you drinking enough water? You need to drink water, okay? Not water-like substances. Not water with things in it. I have a saying, drink more of what you're made of. Got that? Drink more, write it down, drink more of what you're made of, pure water, all right? If you're dehydrated, that will stress your body too. And that's a scientific fact. That's not just my opinion, folks. You want to make sure you're drinking enough water. Personally, I wake up in the morning and I go out into the kitchen. I pour myself a nice big glass of water and I drink the whole thing. And it gets my system going. But throughout the day, you're going to need to stay hydrated. Your brain, 80% water. So if you are dehydrated, and typically, by the way, folks, if you didn't know this, by the time you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Most of the people, if you look around your office right now, wherever you are, just look around, the majority of the people that are there that you're looking at right now, they're already dehydrated. That's just a fact. Make sure you are not. Drink water. So I was talking to you about a prestigious medical school that did some research on this, and I have it right here, right here. Harvard. That's right. Harvard Medical School has researched this topic a lot, the effects, the positive effects of exercise and proper nutrition on stress and how it affects your body. Regular exercise can bring remarkable changes to your body, to your heart, to your metabolism, and even to your emotions and your spirit, so to speak. Exercise, out of all things, has this unique capability, okay, to exhilarate and relax the body at the same time, to stimulate and calm the body at the same time, to dissipate stress, to just push stress aside with the use of those endorphins. There's not much else in life that does that. There's not much else in life that can actually stimulate and calm and exhilarate and relax all at the same time. So Harvard has shown here that their patients in a lot of clinical trials have successfully used exercise alone to treat depression and anxiety orders, even clinical depression. Clinical depression, too, can be fought off by that. So, listen, there are a ton of mental benefits to the neurochemical basis of what exercise does to our brains and our bodies. It's going to reduce your stress hormones. Your cortisols are going to drop down. Adrenaline will drop down. It's going to increase your endorphins. It's going to be a natural painkiller, which is fantastic. And you want to know something? If you do these workouts and right afterwards, you do a bunch of these workouts and you go afterwards and you have yourself a nice hot shower afterwards. Do that right now with me. There you go. That's what a nice hot shower after a good max challenge class feels like, you know. And by the way, the classes are only 45 minutes long. They're 45 minutes long. So your thing about, oh, I don't have time, that's out the window. That's out the window now. So this is going to help to contribute to so many things for you. You will find that as you eat better and you drink more water and you exercise on a regular basis, you're going to feel, and I'm going to use this word, you're going to feel renewed. Yeah, renewed. And how many people out there, and whether you're listening to this live or whether you're listening to this after we put the link up, if you have experienced this, this is the part where I want you to click some likes and comment on. I don't care if it's recorded later. I want you to comment on it, your positive experience about feeling this renewed vigor, this renewed energy that you get, because I need other people to see this, because there's going to be plenty of people who are watching and listening that haven't experienced this before, or maybe even haven't experienced it in years and years. You can get renewed. And here I'm going to say it. We at the Max Challenge of Clinton can help renew you, renew your life, renew your health. You know, it's just something that happens naturally after that. This sense of energy. How many of you listening, watching, if I were to ask you, what are some of your fitness goals? Give me your specific fitness goals. A lot of people say, I want to lose weight. Almost right after that is, Mark, I need to feel more energy. I want to have more energy. Hey, I'm giving you a prescription-free way to do this. Looking at the clock, got to take a commercial break. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We're coming this June, 908-627-7020. I'm Mark. I'll be right back. Don't you move.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective.
Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, coming this June. First challenge is coming up. We are at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton. Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, we've taken over a big space there. We are in the middle of constructing a state-of-the-art facility with plenty of room for you. Dare I say, we are here to change your life. That's right. This is not a gym. We are here as life changers. Ron, Lauren, Megan, myself, our staff, our purpose is to reach out to you and stand with you and walk with you side by side as you go through this challenge so that you change your life forever, not just for a month, not just for 6 months. We're not here to just get your money donated to us like you do with a lot of big box gyms. How many of you watching, listening, you're donating your money every month to a gym that you haven't been to in 6 months, maybe longer? That's not us. Hi, Sandra. I see you watching. Thank you for watching. Back to the topic at hand, stress. We're going to wind down here. I'm going to give you a simple exercise. And if you're listening at work or in your car or you're at home right now, you're at a desk, wherever you are, there's one simple thing that you can do too. And I just wanted to put this in here. I've taught spin in the past, spin classes. And one of the things I've always focused on with my students has been breathing. We need to breathe properly. But here's the thing. When you're having a tough time, a tough day, a tough moment, and remember, you might want to write this down also there, folks. It's just a bad day, not a bad life. And when you talk about sabotaging your nutritional plan, is it because it's just 10 minutes out of your day? Are you going to use that 10 minutes of stress out of your day to completely trash your nutrition program and maybe say, well, I'm not going to go to class tonight? No, don't self-sabotage yourself, okay? There's another old expression I use. Don't believe everything you think, okay? So if you're just having a bad 10 minutes, don't let it ruin your entire day. So I just wanted to give you a simple breathing exercise that you can do right where you are right now. And it's very easy. And it's something that activates what's called sympathetic nervous system. And the sympathetic nervous system can help to reduce your heart rate, because when we get stressed, our blood pressure goes up. Typically, our heart rate, our respiration increases with it too. And again, if this happens once in a while, your body can deal with it. But if it's every single day for long periods of time, you will pay a price for it. Okay? So
If you're driving, do not close your eyes. Okay, I want you to keep your eyes open and on the road. But if you're at home, at work, and you're able to it, you can close your eyes for a moment. I want you to take a deep breath slowly in through your nose for a five count. Hold it for two count. And release it through your mouth. Exhale slowly and controlled for a five count to a seven count. In through the nose. Hold. And out. You do that a few times when you're stressed, your body is going to just naturally respond to that. It's a temporary fix. Proper nutrition, consistent exercise, those are long-term fixes. Before we went to break, I even used the term that we could give you these things at Max Challenge of Clinton without a prescription. And it's actually a subject matter that I've talked about in the past. Who is in charge of your healthcare? Who's in charge? Who is your healthcare provider? Who's your healthcare provider? Right now, there's a number of responses. There's going to be some doctor's names going through and some office names going through, and there might even be an insurance company going through. Now, say your own name out loud. Whisper it to yourself. You are in charge of your healthcare. You're the number one person. Because typically, it's the things that we should do that we aren't doing. Last week, when I spoke about setting goals, what was one of the things I talked about? Huh? The number one reason you do not succeed at your goals when it comes to your health and fitness is because you're not doing what you should be doing. The number two reason is you are not doing what you know you should be doing. Simple. There's other reasons. Those are typically the top two for most people. You can scroll down on the Facebook page. You can go into the videos and you can find last week's broadcast too, or any other broadcast too. We've had a couple of them. So the person who's best in charge of de-stressing you is you. Now, the challenges involved with that, you have to break habits. Yeah. A lot of these things, you have habits. And it's something that I was actually discussing with a friend of mine Sunday or Monday, how sometimes, not everybody, but sometimes we get so comfortable in our misery that we're afraid to break outside of it because we're going to risk, in our minds, risk being more miserable. So we actually accept unhappiness as the norm. We begin to accept feeling unhealthy as normal, even though you have control over what to do with your health so you feel better. You get so comfortable feeling unhealthy that you don't want to do anything about it. That in and of itself, ladies and gentlemen, is a type of stress right there. It's an emotional stress, a mental stress, and God knows it's darn well a physical stress on your body. And this is something, again, Megan and I were talking about this morning. Write this down. We are all in the business 24 hours a day of wanting to live as long as possible and feel as good as we can. Hey, Debbie, do you understand that? We are in the business, all of us, of trying to feel as good as we possibly can for as long as we possibly can and to live as long as we possibly can. And it's about time that you do something to take control of those measures. How long have you been thinking about it? Max Challenge of Clinton, Ron, Lauren, Megan, me, the staff, we're here. You need to reach out to us. You need to reach out to us because we are different than anything else that you have experienced so far. That is something I'll guarantee. You have to trust me on this. You have to trust me on this. We will help you. So, to recap, stress. Most stress is bad. Some stresses are good. You can do deep breathing exercises, but the main thing is exercise has been scientifically shown to be one of the best natural, prescription-free, low-cost ways for you to de-stress your body and just feel better. Take a deep breath. Hold. You know, now, later on, when I sign off, or right now, you're going to want to pick up your cell phone and you're going to call. You're going to want to call 908-627-7020. Okay? I'm not here to sell you something you don't need or want. That's not the point of this. And this is something I say every day. Please do not mistake my excitement. Please do not mistake our excitement as pressure. All right. One of the biggest frustrations I've experienced as a personal trainer is you can't force somebody to feel better. They need to want it. And I'm sure there's somebody out there right now that wants to feel better and put their feet on the ground in the morning when they get out of bed and just feel better and live longer and lose the weight, get more energy. Springtime, well, right now it's summer out there, isn't it, guys and gals? Springtime, summertime is here. Are you going to go through another summer of not playing with your children or your grandchildren because you don't have the energy or the endurance? Are you seriously going to miss out? No, you don't have to. Get that stress off of you. We can help you out. That's the truth. So, once again, Mark LaRose, center manager, your host today. Ron, Lauren, Megan, myself, we are all here to help you answer your questions. 908-627-7020. We are coming to the Gray Rock Shopping Center this June, 1802 Route 31 in the most beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. You're going to want to come and see us. We have $170 off enrollment right now. We are so happy to be a part of this community. So happy. We had such a blast at the Clinton Township Community Day. I'm walking down the streets. We're all walking down the streets in downtown Clinton. People are talking to us. They're recognizing us. We are here like a whirlwind of health to bring change to your life. That is something I will guarantee. Listen, I really appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you interacting with me. We'll be back next week, Wednesday at 1 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. If you have any questions, call us, 908-627-7020. Thank you for joining us. Remember to take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely today in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. Southwest is working on getting the 76 passengers rebooked on a later flight to New Jersey. Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you. You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats.
The two black men arrested at Starbucks settled with the city of Philadelphia for $1 each, and a city pledge for $200,000 for young entrepreneurs. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are engaging in attempted extortion. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus